Radio Israfil. Radio Israva. Radio Israva.
Welcome to the leading internet radio station in the Mother City. There are many ways to stream our shows. Visit us on our Facebook page, live at Radio East River. Also, visit us on our website, www.radioeastriver.co.za, or download the Radio East River app, available and supported on any and all smart devices. Radio East River, die ding ruk hier.
Submissions are now open
for all types of South African music to be playlisted on Radio Yesterfeed.
The likes of
gospel,
trap and hip hop.
Dan wat gaat hij maken?
Wat?
Brood is met bombs in die straat. Hoeveel zou dood aan die kaap?
Hoeveel?
Mijn enigste vraag is:
wat zijn bereid?
Hoe zit hij genoeg hier als hij het die volle is?
Wat zijn bereid?
Dancehall en reggae tunes.
Yes, that I feel. Kapstad. Dat klopt zo'n straal en present van de theaters. Dat kan ik niet maken, joh.
R&B en soul.
I still smell you, yes I do.
And of course, boom and house music.
We don't mind the language.
We don't mind the genre.
info@radioeastriver.co.za.
Title your email.
Playlist me.
Just for the beat.
Our station, our talent, our people.
This is the Start Prop Property Show.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's the Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me, yo. It's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be made believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can. But it wouldn't be made.
You are tuned into the Start Prop Property Show.
All right, good morning, listeners. We are back this week with the Start Prop Property Show. Ivan Nedling's not here today, but I'm your host for the day. My name is Ashraf Khan. Welcome. If you've just made your coffee, we are here to answer any of your questions. We've got some interesting facts for you today regarding property. Today we're going to be talking about something that maybe we didn't discuss yet, late estates, distress sales, things that have a lot of questions around it, but we don't always get the answers because it's not always straight answers. There's a lot of questions that can be asked around these questions, but today we've got a special guest here, Shireen Talib, who's also registered with the PPRA. She's also part of the IWPG. Let's get into it, Shireen. Welcome to the show, and maybe just tell us a little bit about who you are, how long you've been in real estate, and a little bit about the IWPG as well.
Okay, my name is Shireen Tully. I'm in real estate since 2015. I was introduced by the late Mariam Naidu.
Okay.
Yeah, and she was a great mentor. And yeah, I worked, my career was hairdressing all the years. And since she introduced real estate, I worked 2015 part-time, 3 days in real estate and 3 days in the salon.
And you're full-time now?
I am full-time since 2016.
Okay, so it's about, what, 8, 9 years?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Yeah, about 8 years.
Okay, and what is this IWPG that you also belong to?
IWPG stands for International Women's Peace Group.
Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I am a member of IWPG, and it's all present thanks to God the Almighty, who has chosen my sister, Suraya Sali, also Bontuba Walking Ladies. She is a peace ambassador for IWPG for South Africa. And I was elected to represent South Africa, to represent all the women of South Africa at the Women's International Women's Peace Group at I can't get to the name now, but anyway.
But that's amazing that you're doing real estate. You're also involved with community, with working with women, with peace. And what is the main function of this IWPG? Is it gender-based violence or is
Yes, it's about peace.
Okay.
Yes, the main thing, it's about peace. And you can't spread the peace of culture if you don't have peace within yourself.
Yeah, so absolutely
peace,
right.
Peace
absolutely.
Starts with you. Even like in real estate, you can't go out to the client. Because now we're going to come to the sales, the stress sales and disease state. So you need to have peace to deal with those.
So it's part of you. You need to have a soft nature. You need to have peace in yourself to be able to give advice on that. So, so it ties up nicely, I think, with real estate and being part of the IWPG. I suppose it has, you have to have a certain nature to be able to deal, have empathy with people, you know, understand the situations. So you've been in real estate for a while now. What's your areas of focus? I mean, real estate's quite big. Are you doing rentals? Are you doing sales? Are you doing commercial? Is it estates? What's your specialty, would you say?
No, my speciality is in estates and to help people, especially where it's the stress sales, sale and execution, or if it's a divorce matter and, you know, the one, especially the lady, the person that's in the house and the house needs to be sold and you have to go according to the divorce decree.
Okay, okay.
And there's a lot of aspects around that.
Yeah, we're going to delve into that a little bit now. I welcome the listeners to send us messages if there's anything about this topic that you want specified or to know. There's a lot to it, but we're going to try and cram it into the next hour. Please send that messages out to 064-536-9095. That's 064-936-9095, but you probably have that number saved already. So send those questions in, we welcome it. So Shireen, just about late estates, what are some of the complications around late estates? It's something that when you say late estate, you think of complications, but what is some of it? Just mention one or two that you think.
Okay, the complications in a late estate, especially if there's no will. And then it's obviously going to be an interstate.
Okay.
So, and then the other, one of the heirs is maybe in the house, and the house that it needs to be sold.
Okay. So those are fair complications, but we'll get further into that now. So what is the first thing that you think someone must do after a owner passed on, and there's heirs that must inherit? What is the first thing that they must do with that house?
Okay, the first thing, obviously it's going to start with you as the agent. You've got to be compliant. You can't just go to any home.
Yes.
And
yes.
Go speak to the people. That you've got to be registered with the estate, with the PPRA.
Mm-hmm.
Property Practitioners Regulatory Authority.
Okay. So you have to be registered. So there's certain skills that you obviously need to learn.
And
as well.
you need to produce your certificate in order for the people to trust you into their home.
So you've done a lot of, I'm assuming you've done a lot of these estates. And so would you need to register, or how would you notify them that the person passed away? Would you notify, and is that the first step you do?
Yes, the first step is, I always advise, the client, that, listen here, instead of you going into the master's office to report the estate, give me a rates paper, let me go through your rates paper, not your bill, but to see what's the value of your property. If the property is worth 250 or less, 250,000 or less, and then you can go to the master's office and report the estate yourself.
Yes.
And the master's will issue you a letter of authority.
Okay.
And, but also that is also when after the nomination letters, filled in by all the E's, and they nominate you to be the executor, you will get a letter of authority. Then you can act on behalf of the deceased. But should the property be more than 250,000,
right?
Then obviously you need an attorney.
Okay.
So then I will tell you, listen here, we've got reputable attorneys that we work with, and let me introduce you to the attorney. The attorney will do everything for you instead of you going to the master's to report the estate.
Yeah.
And whereas attorney's fees are 3.5% to the value of the estate.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you let them do everything for you instead of doing part of the things?
So go to a specialist. I mean, a lot of people don't know attorneys who do that. I mean, it's not someone that you go to every day.
Mm.
Someone passes away, you realize, oh my goodness, what do I do now? Your neighbor tells you, go to an attorney. You don't know anyone. But the first thing I would say is contact Startprop, contact Shireen. We've got reputable attorneys which work with us very closely. That's the first step. It's also to, just recapping, we need to notify the masters that the person is deceased, and need to get a letter from the masters saying that the... So I've also heard about letter of authority versus letter of executorship while we were chatting. And now, what is the difference between the two? Letter of authority?
Yes, like I said, the letter of authority, the masters will issue that only if the property is worth 250,000 or less.
Or less, okay.
Yes.
Okay. And
anything above that, you need a letter of executorship.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have that, then you need to have the attorney to handle the estate.
Oh, okay, that makes
sense. Because you can't handle the estate on your own.
And if there's a will in place, obviously the executor would have been appointed by the person who deceased?
By the deceased, yes.
Okay, so that person would then have act on what the will says they must do. Okay, so we've chipped into this topic a little bit now. I think it's time for a little bit of a break. You can go and warm your tea and grab another biscuit. We'll be back after this song with some more questions for Shireen. Welcome to send in any of your questions while we are here. On that number I provided earlier. So let's go over to the next song and we'll catch you after the break.
You are tuned into the Startprop Property Show. Thank you. Start Prop Property Show every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Start Prop, the property professionals. Our station, our talent, and our people.
Alright, welcome back to the Start Prop Property Show. If you've just joined us, we have Shireen Talib here with us. If you're wondering if this is Ivan with a sore throat, no, it's Ashraf. I'm here today, standing in for Ivan. So Shireen's here. We've just delved into latest states. We've touched on complications around latest states. We've touched on what's the first thing to do when the owner passes on. Shireen is also a resident of Mitchell's Plain. She's well known in the area. She's part of the IWPG, which is the International Women's Peace Group. Let's get back into the questions. I'm sure they're going to get a little bit more intricate and more in detail. We're going to try and keep it simple just to get your answer, a general answer around this. But you're welcome to send in any questions to the number 06453 69095. So Shireen, we've touched on a bit of the will here. The will is obviously something that dictates or decides what happens to the property. So what happens if the will says the property must be sold, but there's one of the heirs that doesn't want to sell? He's obviously living in the property, getting the use. He doesn't know where to go. Well, what do you do in this case?
In this case, you've got to follow what's in the will. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so now you've got to try to get into the property. Try, because people can be, some of the heirs, especially those that's in the house. Mm-hmm. They can become very difficult to work with.
Right.
So there is a way and mean how to get through to that people. Mm-hmm. You don't just jump to the property needs to be sold. Yeah. You need to follow this will. Now you've got to use, like they say, tactic.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Obviously you need to be empathetic and understand where they are and why they don't want to sell and where they're going to, you know?
Yeah.
Have a solution.
No, but now you need to win that person's confidence.
Mm, mm. The trust.
The trust, and you build a relationship with that person.
Yes,
you take them all the way, all the way through the steps,
mm-hmm.
from step one, the baby steps you're going to take with them,
yes.
In other words.
Yes.
And you're going to teach them how does things work.
Mm.
And
just break it down a little bit in smaller chunks so they can understand. Obviously, they might also be grieving. They're very, very common, I mean, understandable.
Mm.
The person might not want to, because the house has got sentimental value. You know, they don't really know where to go. So breaking it down for them and telling them what their options are, I think, also.
Yes, okay. Obviously, the one that's in the house, they've got first option to buy.
Okay.
So now you're going to qualify. If they don't qualify, if they have children, you maybe bring the children in.
Yes.
Let the children buy it, but then obviously you need to secure
mm-hmm.
the heir by putting a usufruct,
okay.
which is called a habitatio.
Yes.
In the special conditions.
Okay. So that they can, they're allowed to live there in the house.
Until the mother or father passes on.
Okay. So what happens if you've got, for example, three heirs, daughter and two sons, whichever it is. the two are married, they're out of the house, they want to sell the house, but there's a son who's maybe a lat lamachi, he's in the house and he doesn't want to sell. Maybe he's just started working or he can't really, you know, what is the law say about that? If the will says the house must be sold, but the one in the house doesn't want to sell, but other two want to sell.
Yes. Okay, so then it's going to be a dispute between the three of them. So it's obviously going to be two against one.
Right.
And then in that case, we would rather get a neutral person to be an executor,
okay.
which the best bet is an attorney.
But isn't the executor normally appointed in the will?
Yes, but even though it is appointed in the will, you still get that dispute with, you know, from the person that's in the house.
One could be biased.
And to prevent things from going messy, I would say messy at the end of the day. What do I mean by messy? Let it go to an eviction litigation. You rather try to help that person, and by how can we make it so that you can either buy the house or we have round table with all the siblings. And why don't you make this, rather make it a family house? He's going to have to pay rent to you. It's going to be in a trust. And that, and whatever he uses, like the water, electricity, that is what he must pay. But the rental that must come in, that is going to cover the rates.
Yes.
And whatever, you know, wear and tear, that is going to cover that.
House, things like that, yes.
Yes, and make it in a family home. But if they don't want to go that route, then obviously we will have to either help him to how we're going to manage to qualify him, or it's going to end up into a litigation.
So I'm sure if the three heirs were supposed to inherit from the house, and the reason they said the place must be sold, so you're saying we can let the heir that's the tenant in the house pay rent, and that rental will go towards the to split between the three.
But the estate also needs to be wound up so that it can be transferred and registered into the three heirs' name if they want to go that route and remain it as a family home.
Okay.
So if their children don't have a place, so then they can go and live there. There will be place for them.
Oh, that's a bit, that's a good answer. I mean, I always thought, what? So it has to come off the deceased person's name and go onto the three heirs.
Onto the three heirs.
And do they form a trust?
They form a trust, yes.
Okay, that's fantastic. I mean, that's some information for you guys there who's listening. If you are ever in the situation, we don't think about this often, but we also don't want to go to the wrong people and get the wrong advice. I mean, yes, you can ask your friend or your neighbor or your cousin. They also might not have the proper information. Reach out to StartProp. You know where we are. We're at the Rose Center, Plain Street, opposite the Pick and Pay. Many of you have visited us there already. We make some nice coffee for you guys to chat, sit down, find out what it is that you're looking for, put you in touch with the right people. And Sharinia is definitely the right person to speak to when it comes to estates and any of these complications. So what if the will says, Sharin, what if the will says the place must be sold, but, okay, so the one doesn't want to sell. So you've covered that. We can either let them rent the place, or you can give them the first option to buy as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you can just, if he can afford to take out the bond and to pay out the heirs, the remaining heirs, and then he can take transfer of the property, then the property remains his alone.
So he can, what can they then take that portion that he would have earned, inherited, can they take that portion off the price of the house?
Yes, then he's going to buy it out of the estate.
Okay, so instead of the house is worth, say, 600,000, he then only pays 400,000. Because 200,000 is his share, the other, so you would only pay 400, and
you would only pay 400, yes.
Would get that, okay.
But less the costs.
Less the cost as well. So there's costs involved in the transfer.
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, this is a very broad question.
Because obviously the cost involved, it's first the estate's costs. The estate that needs to be wound up, that cost must come off from the 600K.
Yeah.
And 600,000, and then from his portion, the transfer, that is, you know, whatever is left, that is going to be split into three.
Okay.
And then from his portion, he's obviously not going to take his portion because he's buying out of the estate.
He's buying it out, yes.
So then he must just have the money to have the property transferred into his name.
Okay, understood. So what advice would you give us to avoid any of these complications? I mean, just general advice, how would you go around not having to deal with these kind of things where there's an heir in the house, or there's we don't know what to do, someone passed away, would it be the first step be like a will? I mean, I would assume having a will is a good place to start.
Yes, it's best to have a will in place because with that will becomes alive once the deceased, once a person dies.
Yes, so
then he passes on, and then that will acts on behalf of that. The like the olden people used to say. They will raak lewendig, hy praat vir die dooie.
So is your last will in your testament. It's something that we don't often
also
think about.
And also if you carries out whatever is in that will, the deceased can soul can rest in peace.
In peace, yes. No, yes. That's very good advice. So if you don't have a will, that's something we offer as well. It's something that you might not want to speak about. You don't know who to go to. Come speak to us at StartProp. We'll put you in touch with someone that can assist you with that will. Ask the difficult questions now so that it's easier when we do pass away. We've heard of stories where siblings are fighting and no, mommy wanted this or daddy wanted that. They wouldn't have wanted this. But the will really puts it into place, into perspective. It's signed, it's witnessed and everything. There's no complications around, shouldn't be complicated once you get to that stage. So we're going to take a little
just a little bit of information to the parents, grandparents who doesn't have wills. Please make out your will, and one thing, don't tell your children that what's you have a will. Because once they get hold of the will, they can tear it up, burn it up, whatever, they can destroy it, in other words.
And that's a legal document.
Yes. And especially if they're going to see, oh, but mommy left the will or the house to this one or that one and that, and then there's going to be a dispute between the heirs, between the children.
Yes.
And we also obviously don't want that to happen.
Yes, and while you're still alive as well.
Rather be in the silent, make your will and put your will somewhere. To give it to a person that you can trust, or get the post office box, or go to the attorney and let the attorney keep it. You know.
Yeah. So the executor doesn't really hold onto the will. It doesn't have to be the executor. It can be an attorney.
It can be an attorney also. Yes.
Yeah. And they would obviously come into play and
but
hand
to be
the will
safer, it's best not to, even if the executor is one of your children. Not to let them know that there is a will in place. Like, just an example. With myself and my husband, we have a joint will. That was still when we went on travel. But we made an outsider. The executor of the will.
Right.
We made an outsider. And we actually let him keep the will, the outsider.
Yes.
But that is only, he's the one that could read out the will. And in the will, it states either the surviving spouse is the executor.
Okay. Okay, so this is obviously many ways to go about
it. There's many ways to go about it.
Depending on the heirs and who's inheriting and so on.
It's best to have the will not in the house, but... And also, if you're in a position of your title deeds, don't also leave that in the house, because I know of somebody, I know of people that came to me where the daughter-in-law destroyed, she didn't know what is this all about, she just saw the property address on the thingy and destroyed the title deeds the will.
Oh, my goodness. Obviously, it's a process to get a new will.
Yes, to get it, it's a process.
And the title deed, I mean, the title deed, something that can be costly and takes time as well, and that's basically your ID or your of the house. Each house has it, you know, it gives you...
And we can have the best of children.
Yeah.
But believe you me, the day when you close your eyes, that best of child or children, because the say goes, money is the root of all evil.
Yes.
And when they see this property involved, and dan gaat alles net in mekaar.
Now it sounds like you've got some experience there, a lot of stories to share with us. Yes. We're going to go quick into a short ad break and music. When we come back, we'll have some more questions for Shireen. The time is really flying by today, but we've got a really interesting topic. Encourage you to ask any of your questions, but we'll get back into that after the break.
Our station, our talent, and our people.
Can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's a flutter, and all day long you only stutter 'cause you're for time. Just will not utter the words I love you.
Welcome back to the Start Prop Property Show. We've got Shireen Talib with us here. We've covered a lot of questions regarding late estates. These are all just general questions, maybe the most common ones that you have on your mind. But the important thing to know is that Start Prop also does wills. We can put you in touch with the right person. Shireen is the one that specializes in these things. She's a lot of experience in all areas. The examples we use today were purely examples, but there are people that are going through all of this. Let's delve into the next question, Sharina, I've got for you. For example, what if there's no will in place? What happens then?
Well, when there's no will in place, it's intestate.
Okay. And
you still need to report the estate to the masters.
Mm-hmm. So the intestate means that you still need to report it to the masters.
Yes. And then it's obviously equal shares.
Okay. So it gets split equally.
Yes, it gets split equally.
Obviously, but the will would have mentioned different things. But if you don't, you find yourself in the position where you don't have a will, there is still a way out.
There is still a way out. And that's why it's best if you have a neutral person speaking to all the ears, sit round table and not, I'm speaking to you and now you're going to speak to the others. You're just going to add things that's not there and you're going to make things very complicated.
Someone that maybe is more, have his own interest at heart and not the ears. What is the another common question is, when you wind up in a state, how long does that take? I mean, does it depend on the masters? Does it depend on...
Yes. Normally, at first, things went very smoothly at the master's office.
Mm-hmm.
Then the estate would have taken, say, plus minus 4 to 6 or 7 months for the latest.
Okay.
For the latest. But now there's a lot of delays in the master's office. There's much changed floors and they don't attend to your, you know. And it can take up to years. It can be distressing and it can be easy also to wind up the estate.
So it's a difficult answer to give someone and say it's going to take 5-6 months. Or
yes, you can't really. There's no time frame to it. But if everything is in order... And all the documentations are there.
Yes.
And the attorney, whatever the attorney requests and the executor can provide him with all the documentation, then I think things should be moved, smoothly.
Yeah. So I think what happens is if there's a document that's missing, your file goes to the back of the queue again.
And especially those people who have the that got their properties from the city of council.
Yes.
Please, people, a big please. Once your property is paid up, see that you get your title deeds from the city.
Yes, that's
because
vital.
Because after you have passed on, I'm telling you, it's a headache. Especially for the executor to run around up and down to the city
for the title deed.
For the title deeds. Then they need to add the letter of executorship from the masters.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things, and that also drags the process of winding up the estate.
So documentation is important. It's vital. I think what happens is if you don't have that document, it obviously takes them a while to communicate. You need to send it back. Maybe your file goes to the back of the pile and they tend to it whenever it comes to the top again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so any
and what I also do, what I already did, is if the attorney takes too long, because now the masters, each attorney's got their post box.
Yes.
Their post office box at the master's office. So if they don't see anything there, they just take it for granted, there's nothing. They will just follow up with a phone call and that. I go in with my client. I take me as the agent.
Yes.
Start props agent. Move and shake off start props. I take the...
Well done.
I take my client. I go to the master's office.
Yes.
And I take them to the examiner. And I tell my client, even if it must be a white lie.
Yeah.
But try make things... serious, tell them the children is going to put you out, you can't this, please, and you know, then they take you, then they are there to help you.
Yeah, yeah.
They rather help the outsider than the attorney himself. It goes in. Because that is what I've experienced.
Yeah, and if you've done that for clients, I mean, I'm sure the success rate is very high as well.
Yes. They can ask my previous principal. I started off with Lamar, Shireen Abrams. And I used to walk my clients through it.
Yes, yes.
I didn't just leave them there and wait for things to happen. I walked them through it.
I think that's the theme with chatting to the agents that we've had as guests in the past, is holding the client's hand, taking them through each and every step. It's not really not just about selling a house and getting money for it. It's really each case is also very different. You need to look at each client as someone that you really just want to give advice to and find the best solution for them.
Yes. Yeah. And even if you have to be that client's social worker.
Mm.
Because that is the position we find ourselves in.
Of course, yes. Advisor, social worker.
Yes, and you need to, because it can be very sensitive also.
Especially divorce matters as well.
Even if they have to move out of that property, and I mean that sentimental value.
Yes, yes.
But also you need to, there is a way to go around to work with that people through it.
Yes.
Yeah, to make them understand so that they can, and not forcefully get moved out of the property. That is the last thing on my list.
Yes.
Or on the list. You want to do is to forcefully evict that person.
Evict or remove them, yes. And then you've got unhappy clients and you get seen as someone that was the cause of getting them out of the house.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, that client, by helping that client, that client is going to be, that very first client is going to refer many more clients if you give them the best service.
100%. That's what we live for, is referrals, right?
And based on all my work, all the sales I did, all my clients I've seen, was based on referrals.
Fantastic.
I never went out to go look for work.
No, that's great. That's a big, big testament to what you're doing.
And I can testimony regarding that.
And I'm sure being part of this IWPG, a peace representative, you also need, I think you need that in your character when dealing with these kind of things as well.
Yeah. So peace begins with you. Mm. If you don't have inner peace, you can never be able to assist the next person.
Yes, yes.
And especially through this, you know, when I speak about deceased states and that, all of that, I get very, very emotional. Because I'm also in that situation.
Yes. Experience.
Yes. And what I'm also experiencing now, since 2018, 2019, I'm busy winding up my husband's estate. It's not the agent, it's not the attorney.
Yeah.
I've experienced it. It's in the master's office.
Okay.
That is where the holdup is.
Yeah, yeah.
So people, the people like to point finger at the attorney is doing this, attorney is doing that, they're not doing their job and that, but it's not that. I've been there myself and I've witnessed myself.
Yes, yes. So you found the cause of
that. Yes, and I went in. That's why I can relate. I can speak about what I've experienced.
Yes.
And what the people can learn from what I have experienced.
So I think the first thing to do, like we're just going back to the question, the first thing to do when someone passes on is contact Shireen, because she will guide you to, she will do all the other steps, because she's got experience, she's got, she's taken people into the masters here, that she doesn't take no for an answer. It's really, it's a topic that we can speak about for weeks and weeks and still not cover. Is there any closing statement, Shireen, before we go on? Any advice to listeners, anyone wanting to know, just something that you think they might want to know that we didn't cover in today's topic? We know that the will is very important.
Yeah, the will is very important. And then also,
would you say,
okay, I'm going to talk about a bit out of the real estate point of view.
Okay, okay.
So in Bontville, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it, but I can. But in Bontevo,
just don't mention names.
Yes, in Bontevo, there is a number that I can give you. Those that doesn't have money, that can't afford an attorney, there is pro bono lawyers that does it for free, and it's by once a month in Bontevale, and it's by appointment only. So I can give you my contact number, and then I can you make the appointment, then I can make the appointment for you with the relevant people.
Sure, go for it, Shereen. Give that number.
Okay,
to
my number is Shereen Talib. It's 079-481-000, and that is for the pro bono lawyers, attorneys.
If you want to will draft it, you don't have
to. If you want to will draft it, free, and if you don't have money, and they can also give you further advice on that.
Okay, fantastic. That's unfortunately all the time we've got for today's show.
And yes, regarding the IWPG, yes, I was elected to represent all women of South Africa at the World Peace Summit that is going to take place in September in South Korea.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
So you were elected.
So, yeah, so when I come back, God's will, inshallah, Ameen, I will be a peace ambassador for South Africa, all South African women.
That's amazing. It's just, again, testament to the type of person Shereen is in real estate, representing South Africa in the Peace Summit, handling any challenges you have with estates and wills and all of those complicated things we don't like to think about. But I hope we have covered or answered at least a few of your questions today. Really, it is complicated. It doesn't have to be complicated. The first step is just come and have a coffee with us at the Rose Center in Plain Street opposite Pick and Pay. Get in touch with us. We really are there to hold your hand and guide you through anything that you're going through property related. Speak to one of our agents. If we can't assist you, we'll put you in touch with someone that can. Attorneys, wills, anything that you need drafted. But thanks for listening in today, listeners. We'll catch you again next week. Shereen, any last words?
Yes, any last word? My last word is I will be back on the radio station to touch base on divorce and sale and execution.
So there's something to look forward to, ladies and gents, in the upcoming shows in the next few weeks. But we are on the radio every Wednesday between 12 and 1, the Start Prop Property Show. Thanks for listening in and have a good day further.
Tune in to the Start Prop Property Show every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Start Prop, the property professionals. Our station, our talent, and our people.
Our talent, our people.